Today is Monday, the 6th of October, and the 27th week of Ordinary Time.
In the garden of our Savior, no flower grows unseen. His kindness rains like water on every humble sea. No simple act of mercy escapes his watchful eye. For there His hand is over mine.
Madison Cunningham sings Little Things with Great Love. Perhaps there are little things you could do with great love today.
Oh, the deeds forgotten, or the works unseen.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. but a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him. And when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, "Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend." Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise."
To seek a deeper connection to this passage, let's take an imaginative moment to enter into the picture that Jesus is painting. Imagine the dusty road, part of the trade route from Jerusalem to Jericho, but quiet enough for the robbers. You witness the attack, the suffering of the victim, the passers-by, the compassionate stranger. Take a moment to reflect on what stirs within you as you witness this moment. Consider where in life you might sometimes try to set limits on love. Who do you struggle to respond to as a neighbor beyond convenience or comfort? As you listen to the reading again, hear how Jesus asks us to live out our faith, even in the roadside moments of need and mercy.
But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him. And when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, "Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend." Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise."
Where is God inviting you to go and do likewise today? In a time of prayer, let this reflection stir action, not just feeling. Ask the Lord to open your heart to love beyond borders. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.